1,000 people it has put into its often fatal grip. Nearly 25% of those cases are here in the United States. New York City is the epicenter. Statewide, the number of lives lost in New York is approaching 3,000 after a one-day jump of 562 deaths. America is already mourning the passing of well over 6,000 COVID-19 victims. The country also finds itself in severe economic distress, which grows deeper by the day. With stay-at-home orders covering about 90% of the U.S. population, 6.6 million jobless claims this week alone spell out the early result and tell the story of what lies ahead. The unemployment rate has gone from a 50-year low of 3.5% to 4.4%, with far worse to come. Globally, more than 55,700 coronavirus victims have died. The numbers are from Johns Hopkins University, which tracks virus developments around the world. Spain has recorded 950 new deaths in one 24-hour period, its highest daily toll to date, pushing the overall death number in the country to just under 11,000. Spanish officials are predicting a new pattern of tragedy as they discover large numbers of deaths in nursing homes and other facilities for older people. Caseload in Spain, almost 118,000. To this date, nearly 14,000 coronavirus cases in Italy have turned deadly, the highest number in the world. The latest daily death count is 760, and though there are signs the COVID-19 spread there is leveling off, the running number of Italian cases already tops 115,000. In France, Prime Minister Edouard Philippe says his government is fighting hour by hour to stem the deadly tide of virus, hampered by a shortage of essential drugs to keep COVID-19 patients alive in badly overcrowded hospitals. Johns Hopkins puts the death toll in France at about 5,400 among 59,000 cases. More news at voanews.com. This is VOA News. The Asian Development Bank predicts the pandemic will cost the world economy $4 trillion, nearly 5% of all global economic activity. At least a million workers have so far been left jobless in Europe. U.S. President Donald Trump has undergone a second coronavirus test using a diagnostic tool that delivers results in just minutes. Once again, Mr. Trump tested negative. His administration is apparently ready to revise its COVID-19 guidance to recommend that people wear non-medical masks when out in public, preserving the more sophisticated masks for those on the front lines of the coronavirus battle. The governor of New York, Andrew Cuomo, says at the current rate of infection, his state will exhaust its supply of ventilators in less than a week, and Cuomo has ordered that any hospital in his state that has ventilators it is not using must send them to where they are needed, New York City, for instance. The governor also made a renewed plea for personal protection equipment for those who are waging the battle against COVID-19. With the rising numbers of COVID-19 deaths in the United States, emergency officials have asked the Defense Department for 100,000 body bags. This word as funeral directors across the country find themselves overwhelmed by the numbers of bodies that need to be buried. Nine leading European university hospitals are warning they will run out of badly needed coronavirus medicines in 2 weeks. Elsewhere, among the world's most vulnerable, aid workers are bracing for a possible virus outbreak among a million-plus Rohingya Muslims living in makeshift refugee camps in Bangladesh. Back in the United States, the Pentagon has fired the commander of a U.S. Navy aircraft carrier who publicly complained that too little was being done to protect his sailors from COVID-19, despite a growing cluster of cases on board his ship. Navy Secretary Thomas Modley says Captain Brett Crozier had demonstrated what he called extremely poor judgment in the middle of a crisis. In Germany, the head of the disease control agency, Lothar Weiler, says COVID-19 deaths in his country are probably being undercounted, but he's refused to give a reason. The widely reported figures put the number of coronavirus deaths in Germany at just over 1,100 among almost 85,000 cases. Another massive infusion of cash is under consideration on Capitol Hill in Washington, at least among House Democrats, with a focus on money for infrastructure and other job-related programs. But Senate Republicans seem in no hurry to push a new spending program until they see how what they have provided so far in a $2.2 trillion stimulus bill works. In other news, there are said to be U.S. intelligence reports that Iranian-backed forces in Iraq are planning to attack American troops. President Trump this week charged that Tehran was plotting a sneak assault and that Iran would be wise to avoid any such thing. More news online at voanews.com, our website. There is also a convenient, easy-to-use mobile web. Via remote, I'm Gene Randall, VOA News.
VOA One, the voice of America, VOA One.